Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government asserts sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals available for Kharif season despite West Asia crisis. Aviation industry hails center's decision to moderate ATF price hike for domestic operations, bringing relief in unprecedented times. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi vows to end illegal immigration and protect indigenous land rights in Assam. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra alleges rising living costs. Parliament passes Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among stakeholders. Rajya Sabha clears bill aiming to regulate general rules governing personnel of Central Armed Police Forces. President Draupadi Murmu participates in self-enumeration for Census 2027. And in Asian Boxing Championships, India's Sachin Sehwag and Vishwanath Suresh sail into men's quarterfinals in Mongolia. The government today asserted that sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals are available across the country for Kharif season despite the West Asia crisis. Additional Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Maninder Kaur Dwivedi, stated this while addressing the inter-ministerial meeting in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia. She informed that over 185 lakh quintals of Kharif crop seeds are available across the country. She also said 46% of fertilizers is already available as the opening stock for the current Kharif season. She added that sufficient quantity of agrochemicals is also available in the country.
The next major input which goes into agriculture is fertilizer. The projection which has been done with the states in consultation with them is for an area coverage in this current Kharif for 1391.71 lakh hectares of area, basing on which the requirement of fertilizer has been worked out, which would be 390.54 lakh metric ton, and 46% is already available as the opening stock for the current season. India is one of the larger producers of agrochemicals. Sufficient quantity of agrochemicals are available.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Asang Bachuba Ao, informed that the aviation industry has welcomed the government's decision to moderate the aviation turbine fuel ATF price increase for domestic operations. He said the government has implemented a limited increase of 25% on ATF prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes.
The Indian aviation industry has welcomed this important decision and strategic decision by the Government of India to implement this limited increase of 25% on aviation turbine fuel prices for domestic scheduled carriers on domestic routes. This measure provides critical relief as global energy markets face unprecedented surges due to the disruptions in West Asia. This intervention will ensure that domestic operational costs of Indian carriers remain manageable.
Welcoming the decision, Air India has termed the move a thoughtful and timely step that brings relief to the aviation sector in these unprecedented times, while IndiGo said it marks a meaningful way forward by enabling greater stability for airlines and more affordable travel for customers. Akasa Air noted that such measures help create a stable operating environment, allowing airlines to manage costs effectively and make travel more accessible. Meanwhile, briefing media, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said the government has made arrangements to ensure adequate crude supply for the next 2 months. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Indian Embassy in Tehran has so far assisted 1,171 Indians in their movement. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. Single-phase polling for 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 seats in Kerala and 30-member Puducherry assembly will be held on the 9th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed poll rallies at Gogamukh and Biswanath in Assam ahead of the assembly polls today. Mr. Modi said in the last 10 years of NDA rule in Assam, the state has witnessed significant progress. He alleged that the Congress allowed illegal immigrants to settle on land belonging to indigenous people. The Prime Minister said his government will work to make Assam free of illegal immigration and safeguard the land rights of indigenous communities.
एक तरफ बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार घुसपैठियों से अवैध कब्जे छुड़ा रही है, वहीं दूसरी तरफ यहां के संतानों को भूमि के अधिकार दे रही है। मिशन वसुंधरा के तहत 23 लाख से अधिक असम के मूल निवासी भूमि के मालिक बने हैं। ये जनजातीय समाज के लिए, ऐसी कम्युनिटी के परिवारों के लिए बहुत बड़ा सुरक्षा कवच बन रहा है और यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है।
सीनियर कांग्रेस लीडर प्रियंका गांधी वाड्रा एड्रेस्ड पब्लिक मीटिंग्स ड्यूरिंग हर डे लॉन्ग विजिट टू आसाम टुडे। स्पीकिंग एट अ रैली इन सिवसागर डिस्ट्रिक्ट, प्रियंका अलेज्ड राइजिंग लिविंग कॉस्ट्स आर बर्डनिंग सिटीजंस।
आज भी हम चाहते हैं,
टुडे वी वांट अ गवर्नमेंट टू बी फॉर्मड इन असम दैट सर्व्स यू, वर्क्स फॉर यू विद ऑनेस्टी एंड टेक्स योर कल्चर एंड सिविलाइजेशन फॉरवर्ड व्हाइल मेकिंग देम स्ट्रॉन्गर।
आगे बढ़ाए और मजबूत बनाए।
In our constituency profile series today, we focus on Rani's seat in Pathanamthitta district of Kerala, known for its rural landscape, plantation economy and strong political engagement. The constituency has a significant voter base, including a notable proportion of women.
Four candidates are in the fray at Rani constituency of Pathanamthitta district in Kerala. Pramod Narayanan of Kerala Congress M is the LDF candidate here. UDF candidate is Congress leader Palakulam Madhu, while NDA is fielding 2020 party's Thomas K. Samuel. Independent candidate KP Sridhar is also contesting at Rani. In 2021 elections, Pramod Narayanan of Kerala Congress M won this seat with a margin of 1,285 votes. In 2016 elections, Raju Abraham of CPM won Rani with a margin of more than 14,000 votes. The constituency is having more than 1,76,000 voters. More than 90,000 among these are female voters. Vidhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Meanwhile, from Puducherry, our correspondent brings a report on the politically significant Rajbhavan Assembly constituency.
Being a largely urban constituency, key election issues here include urban infrastructure, tourism development, fisheries welfare, housing and traffic congestion. These concerns are expected to play a decisive role in shaping voter preferences. For the 2026 assembly elections, the constituency is witnessing a multi-cornered contest. Key candidates include Bharatiya Janata Party State President V.P. Ramalingam, Vignesh Kannan of the Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam and R. Kumaran of the Indian National Congress. Former IPS officer Vijay Chandran is contesting on behalf of Tamilaga Vetri Kazhagam. Other candidates include S. Kalpagavalli of Nam Tamilaga Kachi, P. Kodesharan of Tamilaga Makkal Tannurime Kachi, along with an independent candidate. Bibin Asnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
Senior advocate and former leader of opposition in Punjab, Harvinder Singh Phulka, today joined the BJP in New Delhi. Mr. Phulka joined the BJP in the presence of Union Minister and Senior Party Leader Hardeep Singh Puri and National General Secretary of BJP Tarun Chugh. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The Parliament has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today by voice vote. Minister of State for Corporate Affairs Harsh Malhotra moved the bill, which aims to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code IBC 2016. The bill also seeks to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Later, the House was adjourned for the day after concluding today's business. Earlier, the Upper House passed the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 by voice vote today. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai had introduced the bill last week, which aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The Lok Sabha today gave the nod to the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Later, the House was adjourned for the day after concluding today's business. Earlier, the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill 2026 was also passed in the Lok Sabha today. It amends the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Act 2014. It accords statutory status to Amaravati as the sole capital of Andhra Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said the introduction of bills in Parliament is guided by necessity and prevailing circumstances and should not be viewed through a political lens. Mr. Rijiju was talking to media outside the Parliament House complex after the passage of the Andhra Pradesh Reorganization Amendment Bill.
This is not a political matter. Several bills have been introduced, but the Andhra Pradesh bill required urgent attention. That is why the issue concerning Andhra Pradesh was taken up today. A proper framework had to be provided for the capital there, and for that, it was necessary to pass the amendment bill through the parliament. Hence, it was brought before the House today. We function in accordance with the rules and introduce laws as and when required. It is the Congress and others who often choose to act in violation of those rules.
President Draupadi Murmu today participated in the self-enumeration initiative of the government for Census 2027 at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The president self-enumerated her household details on the portal in the presence of senior officials. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also filled out the self-enumeration form online for Census 2027 at Uparashtrapati Bhavan. The Department of Personnel and Training, Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat are collectively organizing a week-long Sadhana Saptah in New Delhi starting tomorrow. It aims to build the capacity, performance and efficiency of civil servants across the country. Chairperson of Capacity Building Commission S. Radha Chauhan has said the whole effort during the Saptah will be to see how capacity building aligns itself with realizing the objectives of Vikasit Bharat.
We are celebrating Sadhana Saptah from 2nd of April to 8th of April. This marks 5 years of foundation of Capacity Building Commission and also the beginning of the Mission Karma Yogi 5 years since. The whole journey has been a journey of a huge amount of learning, huge amount of insights coming from individual public servants to organizational to systemic foundational shifts that have happened in the way capacity building is being seen as opposed to as different from training.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer today cautioned the people of his country that the ongoing US-Israel conflict with Iran could impact Britain's future while insisting the country is prepared for the economic consequences. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese warned citizens of months of economic ripple effects, urging judicious fuel use and greater reliance on public transport. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump is expected to address the nation tomorrow morning on the conflict. Earlier, President Trump claimed that Iran has sought a ceasefire, though Tehran has denied direct talks. In Asian Boxing Championships, India's Sachin Sivach and Vishwanath Suresh advanced to the men's quarterfinals of respective weight divisions at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. In the men's 60-kilogram category, Sivach secured a hard-fought 4-1 split decision victory over Mongolia's Wendelai Bayarkhu in the round of 16. In the men's 50-kilogram category, Suresh registered a dominant 5-0 unanimous decision win over Kyrgyzstan's Beksat Ergeshov. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 142 runs before Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants were all out for 141 in 18.4 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government asserts sufficient stock of fertilizers, crop seeds and agrochemicals available for Kharif season despite West Asia crisis. Aviation industry hails centre's decision to moderate ATF price hike for domestic operations. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi vows to end illegal immigration and protect indigenous land rights in Assam. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra alleges rising living costs. Parliament passes Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill. Rajya Sabha clears bill aiming to regulate general rules governing personnel of Central Armed Police Forces. And in Asian Boxing Championships, India's Sachin Sivach and Vishwanath Suresh sail into men's quarterfinals in Mongolia. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.